or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights here at the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio here in Flowood, Mississippi. Russ Robinson along with Don Barnes. George Broadstreet's also here. We got a lot to get to. Carrie Metzler, Jason Scarborough, and our Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center Coach's Corner tonight has Ryan Ernest, who ought to be in a pretty good mood because they won tonight. That's always a good thing.
Good friend, yeah. Coach Ernest.
There we go. All right, let's go to Carrie Metzler, who had Pascagoula and Picayune. And Carrie, in the past, this game has been a real thorn in the side for the Maroon Tide. How about tonight? Are you there with me?
Gary?
Oh,
he's coming.
He's coming. Okay, Ty's working. Ty, buddy, you're back there working on this. Gary, let me know when you're there.
I'm here.
All
I'm
right.
Here, I'm here.
In the past, this Pascagoula Picayune game has been very, very difficult. What about tonight? No difference tonight, I'm sure.
Well, Russ, you know, we got off to a great start. Actually, our first time we got the ball tonight, open kickoff, we drove down, scored in 9 plays, 69 yards, 5 minutes off the clock, threw a 30-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Penton to Elijah Burton, and it looked like, you know, we're off to a great start. But then the game got a little bit sluggish. We got a couple fourth-down miscues, a couple turnovers, and didn't play real well, but we got a big break, stopped them on fourth down. They decided to go for it right around midfield. We stopped them. We went down and scored real quick. Kate Turner's got his fumble. Fullback got his first varsity touchdown now on 13-yard run. We go up 14-0 at the half. We come out of the second half feeling pretty good about ourselves. And lo and behold, we throw a pick six right off the bat, making it a 14-6 ball game. We came back, put together another really good drive, went up 20-6, forced them to punt the ball a couple times, and then we got it back and made up. Had about a 4.5-minute drive, 10 plays, 82-yard drive. Sean, the roadrunner, Anderson, goes in from 5 yards out. We just played 27-6. We, you know, we played good defense tonight. We, you know, our defense has played really well. We held the Iberville for 10 points last week, and we held basically the Pascagoula offense scores tonight. They scored on a defensive touchdown. So our defense is playing good. We're a pretty banged-up ball club. We're still waiting to get about 4 guys back over the next about the next 3 or 4 weeks. That's going to make a huge difference for us.
Well, and you were telling me that, you know, at the beginning of the season, you said when we get these two guys back, you know, we're really going to be clicking on all cylinders.
And what is the date for their return? What are you looking at?
We're probably about 2 weeks away on one of them, and about 5 weeks on the other one, and about 7 weeks on the other one. So we might get one of them back, you know, maybe a week or two before the playoffs, and maybe sooner. This is what I'm seeing, you know, kind of watching these guys, walking around and, you know, the way they're moving.
Yeah.
I would say probably about every 2 weeks to get them back. You know, the one thing Coach Lee talked about tonight at the post-camp show was that the fact that we're gaining so much depth. He said that we're playing this guy just like as if these guys may not make it back. He said, we're gaining so much depth, playing a lot of sophomores, probably the most sophomores in my 23 years of covering Marine Tide football. I would say this may be the most sophomores we've ever played, particularly this early in the year. I mean, we're playing a lot of sophomores, you know, and quite a few juniors as well. But this is a good ball club. Not a great ball club right now. It could be a great ball club. There's some things they got to do. They got to out mistakes. The defense is good. I'm going to say the defense is good. The offense is sporadic. We've been turning the ball a little bit too much. But if we get those guys back, they're going to make a difference. It's just, you know, like Coach Lee said, we can't play like, well, it'll be back this week or that week. We got to play like they're not coming back. And then if we get them back, it's a little bit of lanyard, and that'll be a good thing for us.
Very good. Who's next up on the hit list for the Maroon Tide?
Well, we'll make a trek down to Milner Stadium, take on the Admirals. The Admirals are actually, Field Force playing at Rumble tomorrow. Rumble's
actually
a phenomenal program. So, yeah, really. They're more, they call them the Raiders for a reason down there. But we play Gulfport next Friday. We play Gulfport. That's a long story, Russ. You know, I've had that conversation.
Yes,
before.
They've got,
in that league down there in New Orleans, they've got recruiting budgets larger than some D1 college program. And they're recruiting it so hard there in the New Orleans Catholic League. And,
man.
They've got some great ball folks down there. So we might catch Gulfport just right, coming off a game down there against Rumble next Friday down at Milner Stadium. But we appreciate the show, guys. Do a great job. And remember, Jake needs the raise.
You're the best agent he's got. I am promising no salary cuts. There we go. Thanks, Gary. Have a great Labor Day weekend, my friend.
You too. God bless you guys.
All right, brother. Bye-bye. All right. Jason's not on yet. All right, we're efforting Jason Scarborough. I don't know if you got to catch any of the Friday end zone today. He was on from 4 to 6, and it's all around the state, and, you know, on radio, you know, stations around the state. He kind of previews. Well, he didn't kind of. He does preview the biggest games in the state,
yeah.
And he and Pervy Green do a good job of getting the scoop on those games and all the other ones. So he gets you set up and ready for Friday, and then, of course, we come in and do Friday night, and Jason Scarborough now joins us, Jason Scarborough of the Friday Night End Zone, and he wants to talk about Pisgah St. Andrews. Good afternoon, sir. Good evening. Oh, he's not on yet?
Oh, we don't have him yet. Okay.
Oh, you're calling him. Okay, oh. I got the wrong signal.
Well, we can still talk about him even though he's not on the phone.
But great show today. I listened to it today, and they do a good job.
And you know, the game that you called with Jackson Prep tonight, he reluctantly said himself, "We hate, you know, you hate to ever put money down against Coach Black," but they were thinking that the Prep was going to have a little bit of a hard time tonight.
Well, let's get him on the phone and talk to him about that. He wants to talk Pisgah, which I want to talk about. Any truth to this rumor, Jason, that maybe went with the Forest Bearcats on this thing?
Which rumor is that, Russ? Sorry, you cut out on me for a second.
That on the Friday night, Friday afternoon end zone, Friday night end zone, you picked the Bearcats today?
No, I didn't. Pervy did.
Pervy did. Okay. You saw that bus coming.
No, I did not pick against. I'm going with Jackson Prep, and Pervy said, this is the only time I pick it against Jackson Prep. And I was like, let me get out of the press box. That's how that worked out.
You got a report on the Pisgah St. Andrews. Now, Ragsdale, of course, last week, big week for Pisgah. But I understand tonight he was sidelined. Is that true?
He was sidelined. We got the news right before the ball game that he was going to be out. and that he was out with a knee injury. That's really the extent of what we know. And he was dressed out, at least in street clothes on the sideline with his jersey, encouraging his team. And, of course, you take him away from Pisgah. It's a completely different team, and Coach Granberry will tell you that, the Pisgah head football coach. But St. Andrews is a different team, too. First-year head coach, Coach Nichols, he actually played under Steve Spurrier, so I would say that guy knows a little bit about offense.
Yeah, probably.
So Coach Nichols, you know, talking with Denny Hills, the voice of the Saints, he said, we're much more organized. There's just a different feel with this team this year. And, man, they threw it all around the yard tonight, and they won 43-19 over Pisgah. It was just a complete runaway game. And it was 19-6. Pisgah was on top with about 30 seconds in the half, and St. Andrews hit a big touchdown pass right before the half. I mean, literally, they went down the field with 25 seconds left and hit a big bomb pass right before the intermission and cut it to a touchdown. So from that point on, it was all Saints. And I'm telling you, this team really surprised me tonight. Not that they won necessarily with Ragsdale being out, but just the way that they did it. And it's just a completely different Saints team, Russ.
Well, it you know, it really isn't, and the coach has got it turned around over there. But again, Mr. Ragsdale didn't play, and so, you know, you got to take that into consideration. I was wondering on your website, Jason, do you have the list? Because you do a game of the week, and do you have a list of those games that are going to be coming up that people could find out week to week where you're going to be?
I'm so glad you said that, because what we do is we typically don't know week to week, because what we'll do is we'll look at a list of games, and we've got kind of an idea beforehand of the games that we wanted to do this season, but, you know, teams jump out of nowhere and surprise you,
right,
like St. Andrews did tonight.
Right.
You know, Terry was 2-0 before that nail-biter game with Florence tonight, so you just don't know week to week. And every week we typically announce it by about Tuesday, and we announce it on the website and, of course, on social media where we're going. And it kind of adds some intrigue to it and some excitement for some of these fans. At least we hope that, you know, we're trying to highlight their school and their game and all that makes, you know, Friday night special in their neck of the woods. So we try to announce that by Tuesday, at the very latest Tuesday evening every week.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a great show, and I want to encourage folks it is called Friday Night End Zone, and they really, you do a great job of getting everybody ready for the big games that are coming up on Friday night. Jason, always glad to have you on Friday Night Under the Lights and being with us this year.
Thank you, Russ. We appreciate the partnership so much. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, brother. Thanks so much. All right, George, before we take our break, and we'll have our Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center Coach's Corner tonight, Ryan Ernest is on deck. Any scores that have been left out that you have?
Well, Will gave us this score a while ago, and this one, I'm a little hesitant, but he had South Panola beating Greenville, edging Greenville 22-20. That surprises me a little bit.
Oh, we got to chase that down.
Got to chase that
one
down.
Yeah, we got to chase that down.
But that one's a little bit of interest. Looking at some others, you know, we've mentioned this earlier, Oak Grove beat Laurel 42-12.
That's huge.
That is a huge win.
Yeah.
Madison Central is off to a really good start. They beat D'Iberville 27-21. Tupelo, again, you know, maybe their early season schedule is maybe not as tough as some of the other teams, but they beat a pretty good Clarksdale team tonight, 44-7. So we'll see how it all turns out as the season progresses. But Tupelo's off to another good start as well.
Was I hearing you right? You said somewhere on the internet tonight there were some scores 104-0.
Yeah,
I mean, that wasn't Mississippi, was it?
Oh no, it was one of our games that. But like I said, you know, and Don and I were talking about it. How, I mean, I guess anybody can just throw anything out there, and it shows up and it gets repeated, because that showed up on a couple of websites And Will chased it down and got it correct and got us the correct score.
Well, he would.
And he would. And so he does a really good job. Another, I think this Germantown was 0-2, but they beat South Haven tonight, 31-19. That's a 5A beating a 6A.
Yeah, keep an eye on the Mavericks. They may be around late fall. Hey, we're going to take a timeout when we come back. The Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner with Ryan Ernest coming up. We'll be back to the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio in a moment.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. And yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
To the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio here in Flowood, Mississippi. Russ Robinson along with Don Barnes, George Brostreet, Jake Wimberly, and a cast of thousands back inside your radio on this Friday night in, first Friday night in September. Big thanks to Ezra Wall, who's back at Mississippi Public Broadcasting and making sure that the show gets all across the state. And he does that and so well. And we appreciate that on his part. Also, Chris Saxon producing here. Our Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center Coach's Corner tonight features one of the good ones. You know, Ryan Ernest was at Collins, and they won a couple state championships, beat Charleston, some of the best games I ever called. And he took a job in Ridgeland, and he joins us now on the phone for the Coach's Corner. Coach Ernest, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Always good to get a W on Friday night.
It certainly is. I leaned over and told Don just a moment ago, I said, we got Ryan Ernest on. I said, I'm glad he's going to be in a good mood tonight. Hey, let me ask you, Coach. You know, you left a very successful Collins program. It's well documented. I had the pleasure of calling, your two state championships. But you took on a program in Ridgeland. In your estimation, how long does it really take to turn a program around in high school football these days?
I think it depends. There are a lot of factors that go into, turning a program around, so to speak. This job was very intriguing to me because it was one of those jobs where I feel like, Coach Burton had done a great job of laying the foundation here.
Yep.
He's been here for 15 years, and, I think it definitely wasn't broken, but it was a job that really intrigued me, not just from a football standpoint, but just from an entire athletic department standpoint, and have really enjoyed my tenure here so far. Give me a lot of perspective. Have really found out a lot about myself. It takes a while, but I'm really, really enjoying the process and the steps that it's taking to get this program where I think it can be. Because I think Richmond is definitely a sleepy giant. We're a great school district, Lassen yes. County Schools, where, yeah. you know, our superintendent is really big on athletics, and he wants our kids involved and participating. And so we have everything we need to be successful. And we've got great kids here who love the game of football and come and work hard every day. And so, again, I think Ridgeland is a sleeping giant. I don't think we're that far away. I think every day we take a step closer to being where we want to be. And I think, you know, as long as we continue to progress in that area, I don't see any reason why Ridgeland in time can't be mentioned among some of the top programs in the state.
Well, you know, the last peanut game of the year for us, when Mississippi Peanut Growers sponsors the ball game that we'll come in and actually do, and on high def, it'll be a great situation. It's Ridgeland and Germantown, and it looks like Tim has them back on the winning track, and that could be a really, really good football game coming up later on in the year.
I think it can, and I think it'll have some playoff implications going into that last week. It's a great region with a lot of great teams, and it's not out of the realm of possibility for us all to beat up on each other. So I think at that point, that game will definitely have some playoff implications. Coach Sherman does a great job at Germantown. He and I have become very good friends during my time here. He's been very helpful to me getting adjusted to running a football team and running an athletic program at this level. And so, I mean, it's going to be good, healthy competition. And I want to throw another little nugget out there. We actually are going to, going forward, after this year and going forward, we're going to play it kind of like UCLA and USC does. We're both going to wear home jerseys, and we're trying to come up with a cool name for it. I mean, it's a rivalry, but it's a healthy rivalry.
Yes.
There's a mutual respect on both sides. We definitely respect the job that they do, and our fans respect them as well, and vice versa. So I definitely think that's going to be a very fun and entertaining game, and I think it's going to have some playoff implications on the line as well, which adds another little tidbit to it.
Hey, Coach, it's Don Barnes. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Talk a minute about your defense. You had some pretty good interceptions there tonight, and I think Mike Smith, and he picked up maybe a couple in that one, did he?
Yeah, had two big interceptions at very crucial times. Our defense has played very well this year. I know last week the score probably is not indicative of how well we played defensively last week. Cameron Carroll, he's a beast. And I thought we did a really good job of containing him. We didn't stop him, but I thought we did a good job of containing him. He had a couple of big runs, which made his yardage total, you know, get up there really high. But I thought we did a really good job overall of containing him. Our defense played well tonight. Kosciuszko runs the flex phone, and, you know, in this age where everybody's, you know, in the shotgun and throwing it all over the place, that's something that you don't see a great deal. And so it's hard to prepare for it for people like me who, you know, want to get in the gun and throw the football and do RPOs and things like that. It's very hard to simulate because you don't see it and you don't do it very often. But hats off to our scout team this week. They did a tremendous job of getting us ready. And, you know, we did have a little trouble getting adjusted at first to the speed of it. But I think as the game went along, we were able to make some plays and kind of slam the door on them at the end.
You know, this is probably why I'm not a coach, but I'd like to see scout teams play each other. But, you know, that's a discussion for another night. It's probably why I'm not coaching, and you are. You know, a lot of flags involved.
Yeah.
Coach, before I let you go, facilities so many times dictate successes of programs, and there at Ridgeland, you've got a great facility.
Oh, yeah, our facilities are the first class. Stepping to none, and again, that's a testament to our school district, and it starts with our superintendent, Dr. Ryan McGee, just a great guy to work for. You know, make sure that we have all the things that we need and that most of the things that we want, and, you know, it's just great, you know, great coming to work every day knowing that, you know, you've got a guy at the top that, you know, if it makes sense and it's going to help you be successful, then he's probably going to be on board with it. And, you know, I think it definitely gives us, you know, I don't know how big of an advantage it gives us, but it definitely doesn't hurt. It's something that our kids take a great deal of pride in, and it's something that our community takes a great deal of pride in.
Coach Ryan Ernest, it's always been an honor for me to call your ball games. I got to call you two state championship games, and they were great games. And I said when you made the move from Collins to Ridge, I said, give him a couple of years, and he'll be back up there on the last weekend of the season. And I want to thank you for always. You always give us time on Friday night under the lights, and we know it's late. We also know you're going to be watching film till 4 o'clock in the morning anyway, so it's no big deal. But we do appreciate you and your efforts and also making us a part of your Friday night.
Well, we appreciate you guys' interest in what we do, what our coaches do in the state of Mississippi. And thank you for all the work you guys do as well.
Thanks. We'll see you the week of the Peanut Game, November 3rd.
That's right.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Ryan Ernest, the head coach of the Ridgeland Titans. All right, guys, very quickly before we wrap it up, for those that are just jumping on, who was the Wendy's Giant of the week?
John Rice Plumley, who is the junior quarterback from Oak Grove, who put up, they put up another 42 tonight.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard this or not. They are outscoring their opponents 129-22 in three games.
They got to work on their defense.
Yeah, I don't know. I know this. They're putting points on the board. They're averaging that 42 points every week right now. So they are a scoring machine to contend with. And speaking of that, the player of the Giant of the Week, we've got to do that again this week.
Yep.
And we're going to some school. And if you want to find out, first, you want to be the first one to know, then you wait till 5 o'clock on Thursday afternoon and you type in WendysGiant.com. It'll take you straight there. They built a website
just for this.
Just for this. And they created the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger just for this.
And I, for one, am excited about that.
The Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, which are really good. So we do appreciate Wendy's putting in $300 worth of free food for the player and a $250 check going to the high school.
Club.
So that's fantastic.
Really, really good. And don't forget, coming up on the Peanut Game of the Week, which starts on 9:15, they'll have tents there in the stadium.
Yep.
And we get the fans this year from Mississippi Sports Medicine. So, George, very quickly, we got about a minute or so. The biggest surprise of the night for you?
Well, I don't know about biggest surprise, but there was two games I wanted to mention. One was the Jefferson Davis County over Wayne County, which I thought was pretty significant, 48-34. And another one of these schools that, you know, a lot was made of the consolidation, Cleveland Central, which is a new school. Mm-hmm. Cleveland Central. They are now 3-0 on the season. They beat Greenwood tonight 34-14.
They were bringing great talent from both schools.
Yeah. So, winning kind of always puts a little salve in the wound. So both of those schools, that's not been easy. But they're both off to good starts, so I thought that was interesting.
And we did get a confirmation on the South Panola score.
Yeah, it was 22-20. South Panola edged Greenville, so I guess South Panola, they were still kind of feeling the effects of that game against Brandon the week before.
I'll tell you what, a lot of big games coming up. Dr. Dave told me to remind everyone that all the scores are on the website. Will Watson works hard on that.
Yeah.
And
he
puts them on the, and it's also on the app, and it's also on the website. And Judge, looked at the numbers this week. A lot of people going there, and we really appreciate that. And I want to thank Israel Wall again for producing on MPB Radio, and also Chris Saxon producing here in the studio. And so we wind up the month of August gone, this first week in September.
Don't forget, if you have a player that you would like for us to consider for the Giant of the Week, you can send us tweets, you can send us messages on Facebook, you can do any of those things. If you follow Jake, send them to Jake. We don't care how
we
get them. And again, I want to encourage you, we are not just going to pat offensive players on the back.
That's right.
Looking for defensive players.
Huh?
If anybody had a heck of a game and they were super stop all night long, then we want to know about it. We need to know if there's a guy got 6 sacks, 10 sacks, whatever it happens to be, because I would love to be able to call a defensive player out on the floor and
pep
rally somewhere and hand them a big wad of free food from Wendy's as well.
It really picks up the number of friends that they have.
So that's a good
automatically. John Ross, Morris got a lot of friends today when they handed him that.
All right, a big thanks to Wendy for putting his name on all their marquees down there in Hattiesburg. That was pretty neat. All right, that's going to wrap it up on this Friday night for this third edition of Friday Night of the Lights. We will see you right back here next week. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll see you back here next Friday.